and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
The internet hate machine is a very special thing, you know?
Well, it never stops, that's for sure. We're catching a bit of that flack right now from our big trick-or-treating campaign going on.
That's right. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Raven and I have created a petition. It's called Trick or Treat Day. It makes the last Saturday of October starting next year a day that the entire state trick-or-treats, so we don't have to worry about it falling on a weeknight, a school night, a work night.
You know, I just want to point out the fact that people have been coming up with their own trick-or-treating days for a while. You throw your parties on your own days, you do your trunk-or-treat or all those different things whenever you want to, and towns and cities have the same power to do this.
So what happened was is that we had a really fun little TV clip happen on WFSB Channel 3, and the internet hate machine started with really mean comments. So what we've done is we found a bunch of kids to read those comments to you to make it, you know, not so harsh to hear.
Right, right.
Right.
Robin Goodwin says, I always thought Halloween should land on the last Friday of October instead of the 31st, but I'm not starting an entire movement. LOL.
Well, LOL, we are starting an entire movement.
It's already started.
Because that's what we do here.
It's already started.
It's true. It's a movement.
What more you got?
LOL.
Diana Trunchness says, Halloween is October 31st, period. Always has been, always will be. It's one night a year, the children will survive. I did, you did, my kids did, and their kids did. All you new age parents, get over it.
New age parents. We just want somebody, what's best for our kids.
You know, people are just so adverse to change. It's not actually about progress. Halloween's always been that day. That was a man-made date, all right? Nobody bequeathed that Halloween was going to happen that day. No high and mighty.
We used to smoke in front of kids and not let them wear seatbelts.
Right.
Right. Does that mean that it's all right?
And we dressed in corduroys.
Mm. All right.
Brian Maxwell says, I think it's stupid. I think Halloween should be celebrated, including trick-or-treat on the 31st. I think parents need to stop whining. Boo, hoo, who?
Wow.
Emoji face, roll your eyes.
Oh, and boy.
When they start using emojis, that's when things get serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's hurtful. I'm not going to lie. These comments strike deep to me.
What did Melanie Nichparenko say?
I can't wait.
Would people please just stop with all this ridiculousness? It's getting out of hand.
Is it really getting out of hand that we just want what's best for our children?
I just want to hear terrible news stories read in a voice like that for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bill Shaw says, whose stupid idea was this?
Oh. That would be our stupid idea.
That's us, Bill.
The Anna and Raven Show, or as the newscasters on WFSB like to refer to us as, too.
Two local radio DJs.
Right, exactly.
That's Raven with an E, Bill.
Right.
Remember that.
More of the internet hate machine and why they're upset about the trick-or-treat petition.
Are you all right? Can you get it out? That's coming up.
This is my favorite thing I think we've ever done. Yeah. We understand that some people may not agree with our petition for trick-or-treat day. So when you started writing really hateful things to us on the internet, we thought the best way to address this was to have children read those messages from Facebook.
It's like getting my bad news in a British accent. Just, it takes this thing off a little bit.
Jesse DeNoah says, give me a break. The wuss factor is high on this one.
I mean, why are we wusses just for wanting what's best for our children?
Because Jesse says so.
Yes, thank you, Jesse DeNoah.
Mike English says, hey, cool. Can you please play Adele? The sad one, she sings about breaking up or whatever.
Okay, all of them.
Thanks.
Wait. You want us to play Dell? That's nothing to do with anything.
There's always that person who randomly in the middle of it's just willing to say whatever it takes to get their request on right at that moment.
More of these hateful messages read by children coming up next. Not everybody is excited about our trick-or-treat day petition that we have started. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, that's an understatement. But you know what? We want to give equal time to people that both supported on our petition and, of course, those that are voicing themselves online on Facebook or whatever it may be.
Right, because internet hate machine is a powerful thing. And if you want to sign our petition, we
embrace
have it at star999.com. So we thought we would read some of the comments that people have left on our Facebook page, but it would probably be easier for us to hear it from a children.
Yeah, coming from kids.
Yeah.
Savannah Wellenberger says, I'd like to mention that the last time someone tried to change Halloween, we got a blizzard in October that shut down the entire state for weeks. Don't anger the gods again, please.
Oh, we didn't mean to anger the gods.
I feel like they're making up history. I don't know anything about whoever tried to change Halloween. And again, not changing Halloween.
Changing
trick or treating.
Right. So Halloween gets to be the same day. It's just trick or treat day. So the kids don't have to worry about going out late during the week.
It's hard for some people to figure out.
They're very, it's easy to hide in the internet.
Give me some more hate.
Okay.
Mom says, why have 2 days to do the exact same thing? What moron thought of that?
This moron thought of that.
This pair of morons.
Right. These two morons right now. Yep. Thank you. Scott Furman.
She was working at reading that.
Yeah.
Did a really good job.
What does Scott Furman think?
How about just playing the music and airing fair and balanced news? That's your job. Hashtag your online radio station degree at work.
Hashtag your online radio degree at work. What? That's not fair.
I don't know what that means.
That means that we didn't go to real schools and colleges. I did.
Well,
I did. Right.
Congratulations on that.
All right. But you didn't get an online degree. Anyway.
No. All right, I'm certified. I have an FCC license. I've been in this so long, they used to require those. How about you? I've been grandfathered in.
Rick Green says, and next they'll want to change Christmas Eve because it's inconvenient. Stop the madness already and leave things alone.
I mean, we're not changing Christmas Eve because Christmas Eve falls the day before Christmas. It's a whole different thing. This is just a day we go and get candy.
We get a day off.
Right.
We get a day off with that.
Yep. And let's leave it with this thought.
Jennifer Johnson says, no, stop trying to ruin everything.
What? We're not ruining anything. We're trying to make things better.
We're not ruining it. We're wooning it.
Yeah.
We're wooning it.
If you want to sign the trick or treat day petition, just head to star999.com. Put your name on that list. We are working hard with government officials to get this noticed, and we need your help.
Or feel free to leave us some messages like that.
Right. And we'll have innocent children read them out loud on the air.
Right.
Yep.
Star 99.9, Jaguar Land Rover Fairfield, Connecticut traffic.
What moron thought of that?
You're wooning it. You're wooning everything.
You're wooning it.
Oh.
All right. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm calling in about the Halloween change of date. I 100% agree with you that we should change Halloween. And anyone that's disagreeing with you has no experience with children. Well, I'm calling because I know from experience that parents disagree with all of these ideas, but they don't have to deal with the children the next day when they're sugared up and grumpy and don't want to do anything and they're trying to sleep. So I think it's a great idea. So I hope to somehow find a way to get it passed.
Right. We're not trying to take away Halloween or anything like that. We're trying to simplify it and make it easier so that it's easier on the teachers. I've gotten so many calls and messages from teachers saying, yes, you don't know what a nightmare it is the next day with that candy hangover. So thank you. Please remember, sign our petition at star999.com, and we really appreciate it. Let's try to get this done.
I'm going to put it up for all my colleagues to sign, too, so thank you.
Yeah, awesome. If you could share it, too, I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page again right now, Anna and Raven. Just search for us on Facebook so you can share it. Again, Trick or Treat Day, the last Saturday of October, starting in 2018. You can keep Halloween that day, but that's the day that the kids go trick-or-treating. We make it uniform across the state. Makes it so much easier than, you know, parents having to worry about getting out of work early on Halloween and kids going to bed early because it's a school night, all that kind of stuff.